Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Diva of Duels weekly podcast, where we talk all things Days of Our Lives, and we also sometimes throw in a little General Hospital as well. Anyway, I'm Anna, filling in for Carrie tonight, the Diva. She's off tonight, and we may be hearing from Marianne. She's going to try to call in. So it's just me for right now, so look out. We're going to have an hour of Kate if nobody calls in to talk about anything else. But you can find, we're on Facebook, Diva of Duels on Facebook, Diva of Days of Our Lives, and we also have a Twitter account, at Diva of Duel. And then, you can find me at Kazi Hooch. And hang on just a second, I think Marianne's on the line. Hi, is this Marianne?
Yeah, hi, Anna.
All right. Hi, I was just getting started. I'm glad you were able to join us.
I have a little bit of time on my break.
You're going to be able to stay for very long? Just a few minutes? Okay.
Maybe 15, 20 minutes or so.
Oh, good, good. All
yeah,
right.
Yeah, maybe,
well,
yeah.
We were just getting started. Perfect timing. Since we don't have much time with you tonight, you might want to start with the news of the week. I'll let you talk about that.
Oh, yes, some exciting news for all us Teo Penglis fans. We finally are going to get him back on our screen starting in January. He's going to be back on General Hospital, and the news broke on Monday afternoon, I think, Soap Opera Digest. Of course, Ryan, different people, you know, the ones that came out, it just went crazy all over Twitter. I know... When I came out of work, I worked till 3 o'clock, I had all kinds of text messages and Twitter messages like, where are you at, Mama Hooch? Did you hear? No, I didn't know because, you know, obviously he couldn't say much. He couldn't say anything. Just like some surprises were coming up, of course.
That was a big surprise.
That was a nice surprise. I had no idea. That was a nice. It was nice to be surprised. So I don't know too much about what's going on. Hopefully, we'll find out soon. But I think his first air date, I think, is January 30th, from what I've been reading. So yeah, and he's coming back as Victor Cassadine, of course.
Yay! So
I'm thinking something's coming.
I fell in love with Victor Cassadine. What, 30 something years ago?
Because
that's where I probably never would have found Days of Our Lives if it hadn't been for Teo Penglis, because I had a huge crush on him on General Hospital during the Luke and Laura Ice Princess era.
Right,
and,
he was in the
And then I just, mm-hmm. you know, back in the day before there was the internet and Twitter and everything, I didn't know that he had gone to Days after he left GH, and I just happened to be flipping channels back in the days when you actually had to manually flip them. And remember those days? Or get your little brother too, one of the two? I saw his face, and I was like, oh, my gosh.
I know.
And I was,
I know.
I was
you
like,
know what,
what
I never
show
watched?
Is he on? And that way, and he was on Days of Our Lives. So that's when I got hooked on Days of Our Lives in the 80s. So
yeah, and I never saw him on General. Yeah. I never saw him on General Hospital, and I always watched Days. So then when he first came, I was the same way. I said, oh, my God, who is that guy? Who is that man? He's so gorgeous. Like, who is he? And I started watching Days, so it was like, it's kind of come full circle because he was on General Hospital and they were kind of like not using him. So from what I understood, he was just like out there not working, and he got this opportunity. This character was created for him, Tony DiMera, and he took it, and they were kind of, you know, a little bit, he kind of left General Hospital and went to Days, and now Days kind of like you know, didn't want him anymore, or, you know, they screwed him around I don't know how many times. So now General Hospital picked him up. So maybe we can get him back on days after they see how popular he is, you know.
Yeah.
Or will
gives
be because the, it gets right, kind of like Ian Buchanan. You know, he was on General Hospital,
uh-huh.
Days picked him up. And he was on Days for a little bit, and they were all clamoring, all the GH fans and all the Duke fans wanted him back on GH, and he did eventually come back to GH. So I'm hoping Tao gets on there, you know. Although I'm hoping he stays on General Hospital for a long time. Sometimes I just don't trust Days, even though Days what might take him back. I just never trust Days to, like, do right by him, because they really haven't over these 6 years, but... yeah, I'm excited to see where they go with this Victor Cassadine, and, you know, hopefully he's going to be a bad guy,
and
he always was bad.
And we would never get as lucky as him coming back like, you know, Kristen did when Kristen was on every single day for an entire year. We would never get that lucky if he came back today.
Mm-hmm.
We wouldn't get to see him every day, probably.
Yeah. And I did
it would
tweet
be wonderful.
Yes. I did tweet to him about, you know, congratulating him coming back to Victor, and I says, I'm hoping that his script, I told him, I said, I hope that the script said Victor enters the room shirtless. So, you know, that, yeah. And, of course, he tweeted back to me, and he got a little naughty, and he said, didn't you mean to say, and then drops his drawers? So I said, oh, okay, well, yeah. If you want to add that, Dale, that's fine.
What does a cabinet
have
to do with anything? Oh, you mean those drawers? No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. So that would be great.
It'll
be exciting
to see him
back on screen.
Oh, to see him
after,
on our screens again.
Almost
he's just an amazing
years.
Man.
Yes.
Oh,
it's
exciting.
5 or 6 years. Yeah, 2009 was when he left Dave.
Mm-hmm.
So
thanks
it'll be
to
5 years.
Chunk of wood that killed him.
Chunk of wood. Yeah.
That's so awful. He's got Tony has to be alive somewhere in, you know,
They're so
exotic
easy to bring him
island or something. We'll focus on General Hospital since we watch General Hospital anyway and we're into it anyway. It's exciting on a lot of levels because and we can hopefully we'll get to see maybe Ian Buchanan and Tao Pinglis on screen at the same time, which would just be heaven.
My biggest
wish.
Oh, my gosh. Just like him. And then add Maurice Bernard as Sonny. I just love him, too.
Oh, yeah.
You know, all these. And even William DeBry.
Talk about a hoochie sandwich. Whew.
And even
Yum.
William DeBry, who happens to be Tao's neighbor. That would be great.
Yeah.
And he plays Julian. And he plays Julian Jerome.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So all the three bad guys, you know. And I think Duke's kind of getting back into the... crime family.
And William DeBry's been such a nice addition to GH. He's a nice looking man. I like him a lot.
We have all these bad Bob.
Hey, I wonder if Tao and William will commute in together. Just kidding.
Could be. I know they were talking.
The two baddies
so funny.
Commuting in.
Yeah. They were tweeting to each other about their workouts. You know, they can hear each other work. I mean, yeah, I guess when William DeBry, he's in his garage and he has weights and he gets, like, really loud because it's like, you know, and Tam's always, kind of teases them and he always hears them how loud
he
is. Yeah, so they kind of were tweeting back and forth, you know, because William DeBry, you know, congratulated Tao. So it was nice to see all the great response from fans, from fellow actors, from the daytime magazines and all the different people out there. That we're excited, you know.
He cannot say that's one thing. Tao knows how to stir.
he does know how to stir. Yes, he's a little shifter, sure. Yeah. He knows. Yeah, he knows what everyone wants.
Speaking of shifter, before I forget, because God forbid, I would not want to forget this. I hadn't yet pimped the Hapkas. So, shout out to Bob at Bob Hapka and at Amy Hapka on Twitter. Speaking of another stir, So he'll get to be, you know, I wonder if he'll be maniacal evil Victor or if he'll be a softened version of him or how, I mean,
yeah,
I guess the
I'm
guy,
curious
I mean, have a
to see how
of
he plays
guys
it
now, but yeah,
a lot of bad guys,
but
yeah.
But at the same time, you know, I don't know. It would be nice to see him in a romantic lead as well. So I don't know.
Right.
Who would
you know,
you
he's been in this
him?
Prison.
Who would, of course, Of course, we'd love to see him with Leanne Hunley. Of course, that goes without saying. But who on GH?
Boy, I don't know. I had tweeted to somebody Alexis, but then they reminded me, oh, no, she's his niece. I said, oh, okay, I forgot about her being Cassidyne.
Right.
Yeah, so I guess it can't be her. But you know what? If it was Days, it would be okay. But but I don't know, GH. I'm trying to
So we'll see. But I wonder if he'll get to do the romantic stuff. We'll get to see the romantic
I'll tell you what, Tracy Quartermain, them, like, scheming together, they would be interesting together.
Oh, that would be fun.
You
oh,
know,
Christine
and anyway,
Elliot
because he's,
so
she's with Luke. And Luke's the one that put him in prison, so he might come back for revenge on Luke.
Ooh,
so it'd be nice to see him and Tony Geary working together. Yeah. So that should be fun. And I know Tristan Rogers won't. I don't think he'll be there when Tao comes back.
Oh, that's right, because he's moving back to Y&R.
He should be leaving. Yeah, of course, he was involved in that
storyline,
too. Oh, darn,
because that's always fun. Tristan's a blast as well.
Oh,
plus, they know each other or enjoyed each other working with each other.
Because the Cassidynes were getting, like, the only one left was Nicholas Cassidyne.
Yeah.
They needed
more Cassidyne. Nicholas keeps talking about his crazy family and all, so it's kind of nice because it's like it's kind of laying the groundwork for somebody to come back, so that's perfect.
Yeah, so maybe he won't be crazy. And Nicholas is basically kind of good. You know, he's a gray character.
Yeah.
He's kind of like EJ. Well, you know, more good. Well, I don't know. EJ bad, good.
Right.
But anyway, so that was the big news, and was like I was in total shock and on cloud nine and screaming. And,
Yes,
yeah. So that was exciting. Surprise. They were smart. You know, that's Days, you know, Days lost, GH is gain. So that should be fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and then you might, since you don't have a lot of time, you might want to talk about the jammy fights this week.
Oh, my God. I don't even, I'm trying to think. Well, I didn't see Friday's show, so I don't know if there was any more.
And I haven't seen quite all of it either.
I was kind of behind, but
on Wednesday.
On Wednesday when,
you can start with whatever you want. If you want to start with Buddy, that's fine. But I just, Wednesday's fight was,
it's just the scenes that stand out was when she came back into the mayor mansion and he wanted to know what's up. You know, he knew she was acting funny. You know, she comes back and, can't find her earrings, looking for her earring, and Kate mentioned her, so he knows something is up, and she says, well, she doesn't have to tell him everything, you know, you don't tell me everything, you know, she kind of threw that in his face again, about she says, that's what we did, you know, we keep secrets from each other, and of course, again, I think this has been, for the last month, how they keep fighting about the same thing, about Kristen and the whole thing. So, he threw her up against the, threw her up against the mirror there or the table there.
The wall
The wall. And, they were going at it. See, he thinks that he can, that's their foreplay. And he thinks, I can appease her and she just wouldn't have it this time. No, you know, we can't do this. You know, we're not going to do this. And she pushes him away. And, go ahead.
Well,
yeah,
and because she's still upset, she's still hurt because she feels like he lied to her because he knew that Kristen and Eric, that Kristen had slept with Eric.
He still won't admit it. Can you believe it?
I know.
He's still lying to her.
He's still lying to her, and she knows
it. I don't get it. And she knows it, and he won't come clean. I keep thinking, come on, EJ, just break down. I mean, just say, okay, Sammy, yeah, I know, you know. I did know, but I don't know why he was screaming. This was like EJ throwing things. Like
those are powerful scenes. Wow.
Powerful scenes. I mean, he lost it. I thought it was almost, he got to the brink of almost getting physical with her, but he didn't. Like he didn't hit her or anything like that.
Oh, yeah.
But very close to, you know, right in her face and just wanted to shake her, you know. Yeah.
And then she turns around and she's like, oh, this is about sex. You're just upset because you haven't gotten any, you know. And so she starts stripping in the living room. Oh, well, there's still a lot of things we haven't christened in here, like the piano. And she's furious with him, but
okay,
she starts stripping.
Yeah, and he doesn't want anything. And then they start going at it again. And, like, she almost gives in again. And I think, did she end up slapping him? Did she slap him?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, she slapped him, yeah.
Yeah, because he was going at it again, and she slapped
him. Going at it again, and she's, no. They were like, wow, they just, you know, they're just so stubborn and so passionate. And then she told him, like, the reason that she doesn't want to, she's not going to leave, and she doesn't want to, is because she loves him so much. And I think it's because he's hurting her, because she knows that he's lying to her, and he won't come clean, which I just don't understand why he doesn't. It's like, come on, EJ, she's gotcha, you know. So I don't know. But, yeah, those were some good scenes.
Oh, yes. They, oh, man, they were just intense. And so basically
yeah.
It's like, then she turns around and he's like, well, why are you still here, kind of thing.
And that's,
you know,
what she said about, because I love you or something, you know.
Yeah.
So,
she's like, that's why it's so hard, because I do love you,
right,
kind of thing. And so
right.
It's just like,
she
know,
wants to leave, but she doesn't want
right.
to stay.
What
yeah.
I don't get is, how many years did EJ go without getting any, and it wasn't a problem? Now you know this is all going to lead up to you know what with, you know,
mm-hmm.
I just have a feeling. But, you know, it's just one of those things where I just think that it's kind of funny because, you know, I guess he's used to it now. I guess he's used to having her around. So, but yeah, I mean, those scenes were hot in a weird way. I mean, they were so good. I mean,
they're hot when they're
so
passionate because they're so passionate for each other.
Intense.
Yes, so intense.
Yeah.
And they both, to be right, they both don't want to give in. They're both stubborn.
Right.
And that's in a lot of couples, too. You know, they just
yeah.
And look at EJ. He knows that he won't give in. He won't admit to her that, you know, that he knew what Kristen did. Which I don't know why
he's still tapping around the edges. He's still like, well, I knew, but I only knew an hour in advance. No, you didn't. You knew well in advance.
No, you didn't.
You knew he poisoned her. I mean, you knew she
knew. Yeah.
He knew that Kristen poisoned
He's still saying that he just thought that they slept together. He didn't. Yeah, he's still saying that he didn't know that Kristen poisoned.
And he also hasn't confessed that he knows that Kristen's still alive and where she is and everything, so...
Right.
You know,
so now Sammy's
been in contact with her.
The only thing is I don't know why Sammy isn't confiding in EJ, because he would help her. Look what he did for her, and he brought that up.
Oh, I know.
Oh,
but
that
I think
was when
trust
he
issue.
Got really crazy.
Look
what
I
did to you.
I gave away
everything for
you.
Right.
To keep
right.
you out of prison. I mean,
out of prison.
Oh,
right. That's
I mean,
when he went ballistic and started
but
screaming at like.
I think feeling, I mean, right now she's not trusting him at all because of what he did. And so therefore she's afraid to trust him with this situation because she's afraid that, you know, because she's having such trust issues with him, she feels like she can't share this latest issue with him.
I guess so, because he would be
the
one that she should know
Sierra's
he would help
earring
her.
Ends up, when Sierra ends up wearing that earring and somebody sees it.
Somebody sees it, yeah. Oh,
yeah,
so far it's funny how it goes back to Sierra again. She's got something that,
And of course, Hope will do a DNA test on it and find out it was Sammy's and then or whatever, you know. Because they have Sammy's DNA on file, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway, how long is that darn earring going to follow around in the backpack again? It's like the picture.
Yeah, that took forever. Yeah, so how long
is
it?
How's
it
going? Oh, but how
now,
fun
funny,
was
though.
That? How fun were those scenes when Will and Sonny are texting each other while Sonny's giving him a blow-by-blow overhearing, spying on Kate and Gabby and Sammy's conversation about Nick, he thinks it's about the birthday surprise, which it's not. And so he's given this blow-by-blow to Will, and all of a sudden they start recounting the whole thing about how Nick died and everything and what happened, and he's listening to it. And it's like, holy crap. That was good. I mean, whoever thought that texting could actually be compelling TV? But that was actually really the way they wrote that. Those scenes were so well written with the ladies and how they played it and how, you know, Sonny and Will's interaction. I mean, honestly, that I was on the edge of my seat with that. I mean, it was really entertaining. I thought, I really think the writing has been good lately. It's really been good.
Yeah, it's been
pretty
good.
I mean, I don't. I can't stand the Rafe and Jordan thing, but other than that, I mean, most of everything else is pretty good. So I don't know.
You know, I gotta go because I'm at work.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you
break.
For calling
like
in. I'm so glad. I was hoping you'd get to talk about Teo.
Yes, that's exciting news, and it's just, you know, more to come. So I don't know what else is going on with you, but yes.
All right. Well,
oh, and tomorrow's his birthday, so everybody go wish him a happy birthday.
Wish Teo Pinglis a happy birthday at Teo Pinglis.
Yes.
Definitely.
And we also we have a new site. The Hoochies are back. The Hoochies at Teo.
Twitter
Teo's Hoochies. Yeah, it's the Hoochies at Teo's Hoochies. Yes, we have a new Twitter site, and we're up there to support him again.
So the handle
is
at the Hoochies?
No, we're the Hoochies our Twitter is at Teo's Hoochies.
Oh, okay.
You know how you're Anna, like I'm Mary Ann Fresh, at Mama Underscore. Yeah,
the name.
The name is Hoochies.
It's at Teo's Hoochies.
Hoochies, right. Want to tweet at Teo's Hoochies, right. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
All
go
right,
find
pick it on
and
Twitter.
Follow
him on Twitter and support Teo and his new adventure.
Okay.
All right, well, thanks
I'll
for calling, Mary Ann.
Uh-huh.
All right, take care. Bye-bye. Hello, who is this? Hello, you're on the air?
Hello, Diva.
Yeah, who's this?
This is Jen.
Hi. How are you?
Okay, I can't get into the chat room, and I can't listen on my computer, so I got to listen on my phone.
I'm sorry. Okay, do you want to just listen, or did you want to talk for a minute?
I'll listen for a while.
All right. Well, if you want to come back on, just let us know. Okay, bye-bye.
All right, thanks.
Bye. All right. Well, I'm glad Mary Ann got to call in on that. And, yes, very exciting news about Teo. So all of us Teo fans will be treated in about 6 weeks to seeing him back on our screens. I'm trying to type in the chat room and talk at the same time. I'm multitasking here. So let's see, this week, getting back to this week, so Gracie Jammy scenes like we talked about, and then there were also some very curious scenes with Abby. Abby went to the mansion at EJ's request because he had something for her, and it turned out Chad had sent a necklace back to her that was very special to her, and he wanted EJ to give it to her, so he did. And she was really touched by it because it's a special thing for her. It was from her dad. And Abby and EJ had some very sweet scenes there. He had read her dad's book and knew that he called her, I think it was Little Angel, and that the necklace had some significance and everything. And they were actually very sweet scenes. So, I don't know, seems like they've been having some scenes lately. So I'm kind of thinking maybe something's going to be happening on that front. And Teresa really has been lying all along, big surprise there. She has not repented and has not reformed, and she's just basically trying to blackmail JJ now into doing her bidding, getting her drugs and stuff like that, even though he's totally cleaned up his act. She's basically got him on video doing some things, and so she's using it to blackmail him. So anyway, so can't stand Teresa. You know, she's doing a good job. You know, Jen Lilly's doing a good job of acting because I can't stand her character. But I really love JJ lately, and I never thought I'd really say that. Last little while, he's really been growing on me. So now he's caught in a situation where he's been trying to confess and tells mom everything, and he's trying to get his life back on track, and he's got this big judgment coming up in a few weeks that's going to decide whether he goes to jail or prison or if it gets out. So he's should be telling the line here, and now Teresa's got him out running, doing bad things again, except for her, because she's blackmailing him. So we've got that going on. Also has some Danifer scenes, which we really don't care about and not going to talk about a whole lot, but basically, some few little scenes there with Parker and Jennifer and yada, yada, yada. I'm glad they're broken up. Really don't ever want them to get back together. And what else? And then there's Eric and Nicole. Now, I have to admit my viewing was a little spotty this week, so I'm not exactly sure what all happened, but I think what they're trying to do, I think Daniel's still trying to figure out what the poison was that Kristen gave to Eric, and so they're doing some sort of testing or reverse engineering or something on that, and so Eric's been in the hospital, not feeling well, and Nicole's been there by his side. Had a cute haircut this week. Her hair looks good. And just an aside. But anyway, there's some good scenes with them. And then, of course, Brady's out there on drugs again. He's been totally destroyed by everything that happened with Kristen. So he's back to doing cocaine and everything. And he actually runs into JJ at one point trying to get some drugs because JJ was trying to pick up drugs for Teresa. Let's see, what else do we have? I like a lot of the show right now. I got to say, I think the writing's been really good, and it's been really compelling in a lot of ways, but I really, really, really despise what they've done with Rafe and Kate. Of course, they were such a fun couple, and they've done everything they can do to destroy them now, which really frustrates all of us Rafe fans. So Kate was looking at her gorgeous self, but Rafe is basically like, well, you know, you're off the hook now. You don't have to feel bad anymore. I'm getting out of here. I'm getting out of the hospital, and I'm going to a transitional apartment, to continue my therapy, so you don't have to feel guilty anymore. And she's looking at him like, what are you talking about? Like, he's kind of acting like the only reason she's been around for the last, 6 months by his side has been because she felt guilty. And she's been by his side because she loves him. And she looks stunning, by the way, and he's an idiot. So basically, Rafe's back to being a total jerk in my mind, but and many others. And, of course, he's hot for this little physical therapist who's really not a physical therapist or something. I don't know. She's been pulling out these fake IDs in her hotel room and staring at them, and all I can tell is she has really bad judgment in hairstyles and whatever. But she apparently has all these different aliases, and Kate is 100% right. There's something going on with her, and she's been investigating her behind the scenes. So we don't know what's going on with Jordan, but something's going on with her. She's not really Jordan, basically, but we don't know what her story is. And, of course, being the crack detective that Rafe is, he hasn't picked up on anything yet, so that's par for the course. Of course, he did work for the Salem PD, so that's not surprising. But hopefully she's really a bad girl and she'll go away eventually. But for now, we're stuck with this budding romance between Rafe and Jordan. So, we'll see how that goes. But so, you know, us Rafe fans are bitter, and we're not happy with how they're writing this out. So that part I'm not happy about, but the rest of the show is pretty good. My favorite parts were the Kate and Sammy stuff, and with Gabby. Oh, my gosh, they're hilarious. We alluded to it earlier when Sunny was trying to find out for Will if the ladies were planning a surprise birthday party for him, because that's what he thought was going on. Because he had caught them huddling one day at the pub, and then they acted really strange when he came up. So Will thinks that they're planning a surprise party for him. And that's not the case at all, of course. They are really trying to help Gabby get over the fact that they basically offed Nick. and trying to get her through all this so she doesn't spill to the authorities or to somebody else. And so Sonny is on to them, he thinks. So he goes and hides in the closet instead of leaving for work. And the ladies are all in the living room talking, and they basically go through and recount exactly what happened with Nick. You know, how he tried to attack Gabby, tried to rape her, and she hit him in the head with a rock and thought she killed him. And then they drag him off to throw him over the side of the river, into the river, and turns out he's still alive, scares the heck out of him, but falls into the water, and, you know, they dump him into the water, and he gets carried off by a current, and they don't do anything about it because they're like, well, you know, so sorry, so sad. But anyway, so they think they've killed him, or let him die, or however you want to call it, and we all know he's really alive. He's appearing to Gabby regularly in her mind. He's haunting her basically. And, so they recount this whole thing. Meanwhile, you know, Sonny's in the closet, no pun intended, texting everything to Will, thinking, you know, it's about a birthday party. And then all of a sudden, they say what really happened, and he's, what does he say to that, you know? So, I didn't see the last part of Friday yet, so I don't know how it all ended, but it was really entertaining. I have to admit, it had me on the edge of my seat. It was really fun to watch, and I just can't compliment the writers enough for what they're doing. I'm so glad they gave Kate a big story with, you know, Sammy and Gabby and Nick and, you know, the boy, you know, Will and Sonny. It's just been really fun to watch. At one point, Will thought he had figured out why Gabby was upset. And he's like, I know what you did. I know what happened with Nick and all. So she's thinking he really does know. And she all but says what happened. But in the meantime, you know, he thinks, well, you know, Nick's gone. He's good riddance or whatever. And she's thinking, yeah, I guess. And he's like, you know, he's in New York now. He'll never bother you again. And so she realizes, oh, he really doesn't get it. And then at one point, Roman stops by. He bangs on the door and says, police, and the ladies all freak out, thinking, oh, my gosh, what happened? They're coming to get us. It's really just Roman. So it was kind of nice. We got, for those Cayman fans out there, we got a Cayman hand-holding scene where Kate leads Roman in to see the baby. And so that was awfully nice. Nice treat for us Cayman fans. And let's see. And I'm sure Lauren and Josh enjoyed that. I'll bet you they really thought that was fun because they really like each other and seem to have fun working together. So that was cute. Meanwhile, Sonny escapes when they all leave the room, I guess. So he gets, or he tries to escape. I don't know. That's as far as I got on Friday. But let's see. Somebody in the chat room saying the new trio can be Kate, Sammy, and Gabby. That's a good one, Heather. And Jamie in the chat room saying that everyone hates Danifer. Well, almost everyone hates Danifer. I know a few people who don't, but for the most part, yeah. Let's see. And I'm trying to think what else happened. Maybe a short show tonight, folks, because I'm trying to remember. Let's see. I've got another caller calling in. Let me check and see with them. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, Anna, it's Heather. I was just calling to help you out since you're on your own today.
Hey, hi. Well, you're on, so thanks for calling.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
So
yeah,
what are you thinking?
I didn't get to agree with everything you're saying. The writing has so much improved. I love the passionate Ijami scenes this week. They were
yeah.
Awesome.
Totally.
And the fashion was kind of on and kind of off this week. I loved Nicole's pink pattern dress early in the week, and then I hated the purple one that she had on Thursday and Friday. But other than that, I think they're doing great. I love her new haircut. I think it's cute, too.
Oh, yeah, it really is.
Yeah.
Cause her hair seems to be a little problematic, and I really like this cut. I think it's really cute.
Yeah, it is.
And you know who I really liked, whose clothes I really like to see? I really loved Sammy's outfit. I loved that outfit. She, of course, she started to take it off during the season with EJ. But I loved that outfit. That looked so good on her.
I did.
I really liked that.
I know. I saw that, too. I loved that pattern.
And I love the leopard print the leopard print that Kate was wearing when Roman came over and she took him into the bedroom to see Ariana. I like that outfit. I think it's a lot. I will say this. I think there are fewer egregious violations, let's say, in the last 3 or 4 months. That's the best way to put it, Amy. But you know what still irks me is Jennifer still running around while everyone else has fur coats on and everything, or maybe faux fur coats. I don't know. Hopefully they're faux. But you know, they're all running around doing that, and Jennifer's still in her, like, halter tops from the summer. You know, I know. I mean, yeah, she's got great biceps, but really, you need to cover up now, girlfriend. It's winter. Okay?
Yeah.
In the Midwest.
Exactly.
It's not springtime anymore.
Exactly.
Know? I mean, that just sticks out like a sore thumb. There was this scene last week when, you know, Maggie's in a scene with her, and Maggie's covered up from head to toe. I mean, you can't even see any skin
except
her face. And then there's Jennifer there, half naked. You know, and I'm like, okay, really? You know, so that just annoys me. I don't know why. But anyway,
That's one person I don't like their writing for is Jennifer.
Oh,
she's
I know. They've kind of ruined her in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
It really
it's
the writing
totally
person.
Went out. Yeah. But I'm hoping that I hate that Teresa's now I liked it when she started to turn the corner and she pretended to be nice, but now she's you know, blackmailing JJ.
Yeah.
I hate that.
I hate that too.
I wish she would go to Daniel for, you know, to tell him what's going on at least, but I don't think they're going to write him to do that. Because I was hoping that in the future that JJ would go to Daniel and tell him what she's doing and tell him the truth, but I don't think that they'll do that because they want to drag it out some.
Oh yeah, it's a soap, right?
Yeah,
we can't have people tell the truth because that would totally ruin everything.
I know, right? I'm wondering how long it'll be before EJ fesses up and Sammy tells him about Nick. So I think Nick will show up first and try to blackmail the three of them before, Do you know? I've heard that he is still supposed to be on the show, so that he's not leaving, is he? Or is he?
No, I mean, he might eventually, but, I mean, and I haven't heard anything of any official confirmation of this, but, you know, I'm just going on the assumption that he's still alive. That makes the whole thing more fun because we know they didn't really kill him, but they think they did, you know. So that's so the audience is kind of in on it, you know, and watching how these characters are reacting to it, but we really know that he's not. You know, so that to me that makes it more fun. So that's how I'm viewing it. And I know he was filming with Galen Gehring a while back because they taped so far in advance. But gosh, probably like 3 weeks ago, Galen was tweeting about how much fun he has working with him. So we know he's still around. I mean, I guess you could say that he was haunting people or something, but. Yeah, I'm just going with the assumption that he's still alive. He's floating. I figure with Nick, because Nick's such a super genius, that he'd be the one guy that could figure out how to counteract that current with his knowledge of physics, you know, and
that's
somehow
true.
Survive. So
right.
I figure that's the way I'm justifying it for now. But we know, you know, we know the earring's going to show up, and we know the backpack's going to show up, and I already said a long time ago that since Hope made the big point of saying she gave him that backpack, we know that's going to help identify, you know, what's going on with with him and everything.
Right.
So,
somebody,
and with the earring, surely there's some DNA on that, huh?
Right. I saw somebody post a funny picture with Hope kneeling down and looking at Sierra, and she said, "Sierra, I'm looking for Bo. Is he in your backpack?" It's like everything goes in Sierra's backpack.
Oh, I know. Good grief. That backpack never has any books. Have you noticed that?
Oh, no.
Poor kid. She's going to be in first grade forever. No.
I know.
Those were sweet scenes when she said something like, "Well, at least he still has his dad. Theo still has his dad, you know."
And
so sad, you know. I was like, "What?"
And they don't have a storyline for Christian either, which I don't like either.
There's one coming. There's going to be one coming. So
I hope
so.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know how soon, but I know there's something.
I know
that
they didn't want to upset the Boep fans too quickly, but I think they're stretching it out a little bit too long.
Yeah, I think she's going to have something coming up, so that'll be fun.
Yeah.
But this year is so cute. She's so
yes,
cute.
She is.
And I'm glad they've kept. You know, they really have kept these kids for several years now between Theo and Sierra and the Johnny twins and Allie. They've kept all the same kids for several years now, and I think that's great because we're all attached to them, you know. And I hate it when they sore ass them and then all of a sudden they're 15 and causing trouble.
I know.
A different kid, you know. So I hope they keep them for a long time because they, you know, they really are fun and they're sweet. So
they are.
Let's trying to think. So yeah, so I'm loving. I mean, I'm really burned up about the fact that they've ruined Rafe. You know, Rafe and Kate.
Oh yeah, I know.
And I hate the way they're writing that. That just it pisses me off every time. He acts like such a jerk. Like, well, you know, I know you're just hanging around because he's so clueless. Like, hello,
she's hanging around
because she's in love with you, you idiot.
Right.
So I'm just hoping Jordan burns his butt in the end. I hope she's. I mean, I can tell she's fallen for him, blah, blah, blah. But, somebody was saying even the baby looked bored. When they have those scenes when they were watching Ariana, somebody said even the baby looked bored.
Yeah.
That was pretty funny. You see, Rafe needs somebody spicy like Kate to be opposite to make him more interesting. And, you know, Galen really did a good job playing opposite her. They really had fun with it and, you know, really was a neat pairing. It was so unique and fun to watch. And then this thing starts up, and nothing against the actress. She seems like a sweet lady. You know, nothing against her. She's just playing a role, you know. And nothing against Galen, because, I mean, he's just playing a role too. But it just sucks when the writers decide they're going to go with something that they were intending to do, but yet it's like this other thing worked out so much better than I think anybody ever thought. There was such positive fan reaction. And, you know, they're not getting nearly the fan reaction on this other deal. And so I kind of hope it just eventually dies out or something. I don't know. But
I hope so, too.
Because I just felt so bad for Kate. He's standing there making all these excuses about how now she can be free and all. And she's sitting there thinking, what are you talking about, you dog?
Yeah. I don't want to be free. Yeah.
I know. And I just, it made me want to cry. I was like, oh, poor Kate. You know, he's being a jerk. But anyway. So I really liked, the only time I've really, really liked Rafe was when he was with Kate. I thought he was a lot of fun, and he was sweet to her. And, you know, their sense of humor, and they were sexy and fun and sweet. And so he really caught my attention during that story. And now he kind of seems like he's back to the old Rafe that I really wasn't that interested in. So it's a shame because I really enjoyed them. But anyway, But I'm glad that Kate's in a big story and it's a lot of fun. And I mean, she was on five times. I think she was on all week last week, so that was awesome.
I know. I love her and Sammy together. They make a fun team.
And can't you just see? Don't you think we need another Demira back? Don't you think it's time for Tony to show up?
That's why I'm hoping that, you know, GH, because General Hospital, I haven't watched it in a while, but I'm starting to now that Teo's coming back. But I'm just thinking, okay, maybe when his contract's done, everybody, Days will see how much GH got you know, viewers from everywhere coming back to watch him, and they'll say, okay, we definitely need Tony to come back, or Andre won.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm just hoping that that's going to be the case, but we'll see. But I'm definitely going to watch GH while he's on.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, that's what brought, having Ian Buchanan go back to GH is what brought me back to GH last year, because I hadn't watched it in years and years, other than a few snippets here and there, you know, on SoapNet. I'd catch the last few minutes of it or something. So I kind of knew who the characters were and stuff, but I hadn't watched it regularly since the 80s. And so but I used to love Duke and Anna.
Mm-hmm.
So when Ian went back, after loving him on, you know, with Kate on Dave,
mm-hmm.
when of course they totally ruined his character on there, and, you know, just, ugh, that story could have been so much better. Ugh.
Yeah,
really frustrating.
Definitely.
But anyway, it worked out well for Ian, because then he got the gig at GH, and I immediately started watching that again, and I've been hooked on GH now for over a year again, and I just love seeing him on there. I just love him, Duke and Anna together, and, you know, he's so good. So yeah, what a dream come true to have Ian and Tao on at the same time.
Oh,
I hope
yeah.
they have scenes together. That would be awesome.
Yeah, that'll be awesome. Yeah, definitely.
So it definitely has the potential to do the same thing for you know, sometimes, you know, the networks need to see that, you know, the powers that be need to see that there's definitely a draw there. And they didn't already know that, of course, with Tao. He's still got it after all these years, and he can still draw an audience. So, you know, I'm hoping that, I mean, I hope he's on GH for a while, and I hope it works out for him and everything, but... Because there's never, you know, no sure things in life. But so I hope he has a nice long stay there. But I hope it works into something. Excuse me, works into something for him to come back today.
Oh yeah, definitely. I was ecstatic when I saw that he was going to be on again. Just to be able to turn on the TV and see him again is going
to
be awesome.
See him? Oh my God!
I know.
Can you imagine? We're going to be so like, the hoochies are going to be in force, out in force.
Last time he was on Days, I saved every episode that he was on just to rewatch.
Oh.
And I'd rewind and watch the scenes again over.
Oh, I know. I'm telling you, it's the longest crush I've ever had, 30-something years ever since I
know.
Was young. You know, I mean, you know, what, 12, 13, something like that, I don't know. But it was like, I just was so into him, and then to see him, excuse me.
I know. I got into GH from a friend of mine when I was like 12, and that was when Luke and Laura were on, and then that's when Tao was on there, and that's the first time I saw him. And then all of a sudden, you know, I watched that on and off because I was at her house a lot when it came on,
that summer of the Ice Princess and all,
And then when I would go home and I'd watch Dave, I would be like. And all of a sudden I saw him. I'm like, oh, that's Victor from GH. I was like, oh, wow. And I just loved it. I was like, I was just in love. So
sounds like you and I did the same thing. We were both caught up.
Oh, yeah. I've been watching Days. Well, my mom was pregnant with me when she was watching Days. She watched it from the beginning. So
I'm
44. So I've been watching it for 44 years. So
awesome.
When I would go to school, I'd come home. What happened on Days? What happened on Days? You know, before VCRs and everything.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Back in the day.
Yeah. Yep.
How did we live? I missed a fair amount of school back in the day.
I know.
But gotta see my story. Hey, I still make straight A's. It was all good.
I know. Me too.
I got another case of tonsillitis. Oh, man.
I know.
You know, it's sweet month, you know. Like,
exactly.
I'm pretty sure it's pneumonia. Only partially kidding. No, but anyway. No, yeah, I mean, it's so much easier nowadays than it was back then, that's for sure.
Oh,
But, you know, back then, though, you didn't have the spoilers like you do now, you know? The only clues they really had were in the magazines, you know.
Yeah.
But if you didn't read the magazines, you didn't know what was happening. And, I mean, I remember that Friday that Luke and Laura were getting married and that they were on a boat or something was going on with that
mm-hmm.
boat and Scotty and Luke and they were fighting. And
yeah.
it was like, that was the long, I still remember that all these years later. I still remember
I know.
The longest weekend ever, you know.
I know.
That one and when we thought Marlena was dead and it was really
oh,
her twin
yeah.
sister. That
I
was
know.
Another epic, like, long
my mom
weekend.
Was
long,
so upset. My mom
oh,
was,
my
like,
gosh.
Devastated.
That was awful. That was so shocking. But see, nowadays they wouldn't even be able to get away with that because, I mean, they have kept some secrets pretty well, but
right.
lately. But it's like there for a while, you know, the spoilers just ruined everything, you know. Because I mean,
right.
don't get me wrong, I like to read them sometimes, but you know, I really, I mean, that it you lose something when you have those because, you know, I mean, if you already know how a story is going to end or where a story is going to be 4 or 5 months
yeah.
from now, point and watch it now, you know. So
right.
There was just so much to that, you know, having the spoiler
yeah.
free, you know. But I mean, you know, there's benefits to, you know, there's other ways to look at it too. But yeah, those were the days, I'll tell you.
I know.
But lately between General Hospital and Days of Our Lives, I'm feeling like they're both hitting their stride again. Like, I mean, they kind of both go through periods where they're good and then they kind of drop off and then come back. But
right.
I mean, it kind of waxes and wanes, but I'm kind of feeling like they're both hitting their stride right now.
Oh, yeah.
I'm kind of feeling like they're both on all cylinders, and it's exciting to see for daytime, to see that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think they've both seen a resurgence of a following as well. Like
right.
The ratings have been better and stuff.
Yeah.
And it's really kind of cool to see that, you know, that they've been able to hang on, you know, because it's been
yeah.
so hard. I know it's been hard, you know, for the industry.
Yeah.
But
especially,
they've been hanging on
yeah,
for dear life. And
with all the cancellations and everything, they knew they had to kick it forward, so.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and I'm thankful that NBC has been supportive of Days. I mean, I think they've got some behind-the-scenes internal cheerleaders there that have been very valuable and key in keeping the show on the air. And, of course, Ken Corday being devoted to his family's legacy has
right.
helped, I think, you know, having. And plus the fact that they have taped in California all this time, so they've saved
yeah.
money that the East Coast soaps weren't able to cut corners as much cost-wise.
Right.
But and then with GH also being West Coast. And it's nice, too, because the actors live out there, so they can kind of, the shows can kind of share those actors. And it's neat because
yeah.
then you get the cross-marketing and everything. And, you know, you have fans that are following both shows because they have people on both shows that have been on, you know, some of their other shows.
Right. Yeah.
So, yeah. So it's exciting. It's exciting to be a fan right now. And you know, yeah, there's always going to be a story or two or a character or two that you can't stand and, you know, but or that you're not as interested in or whatever. But I would say the storytelling has been really good lately on both shows. So
yeah. Well, like I said, I'm just starting with GH, so I've only gotten like
yeah.
one or two shows. So I'm just now
yeah.
realizing that Lulu got recast. So I was
oh,
like,
yeah.
who is that? Why is she talking
yeah.
about Dante being her husband? I'm like, so it was
that's
a shock
funny.
For me. But
well,
yeah,
you know,
when I
like,
saw Tao coming back, I was like, I got to catch up. And then I'm like, who are these
yeah.
people?
Oh, yeah. Well, and the thing, when I first started watching, when Ian went back, I was like, I already watched Days of Our Lives. I'm not going to get hooked on another soap. I'm just going to watch Ian and Fanola scenes. I'm just going
right.
to watch Ian and Fanola. And then pretty soon they'll be like, because they write so well and they pull the characters into all these different stories, I found
yeah.
myself watching more and more. And then there were still a couple that I would just totally fast forward through every time. And then I was like, and I'd stop for a little bit.
Yeah.
Pretty soon I was watching the whole show. Within a couple of months, I was pretty much watching the whole show, except for Kiki. I don't know. It's driving me nuts. But for the most part, I end up watching most of the show now on GH. But
yeah.
I'm behind right now. I'm like about 2 or 3 weeks behind in my viewing. But
oh,
eventually I'll catch up. But
Yeah.
But yeah, so but there again, they have the vets on. They have the people on that we loved from the 80s. Plus they've got some newer characters and stuff. So it's nice. It's
right.
You know, it's just nice when all the other things in the world are changing. It's nice to be able to see some familiar faces and you know.
I think I stopped watching last time when Robin died, and now that she's back, I'm like, okay, so I'm happy again, so I don't have to be sad about her leaving.
Oh, I know. Yeah, this is and I know she's back, and all, I know that they know she's back or she's alive now, but I haven't seen those. I'm just now up to the point right before the wedding, so I'm just right at that point with my viewing. But
okay.
So and Jamie in the chat room is saying that Scotty and Lucy are going to sleep together. Oh,
yeah,
I saw
the aftermath, the part of the aftermath. That was my first show back. So,
Jamie was saying that the ratings were up for both GH and Dave. So that's awesome.
Are you watching? What are you watching on Hulu or? How do you watch the backup?
I've been recording them on my DVR on SoapNet.
Oh, okay.
But
okay. Now,
I mean, I know SoapNet's sadly going to end at the end of the year, I guess. I mean, we got a couple extra years out of them because they were supposed to end a couple of Marches ago, I think. But we got a few more years on them, but I've heard that it's going away at the end of the year. So I guess I'll have to DVR the regular airing episodes, and then if they interrupt them, which they often do during the noon hour, breaking news and stuff.
Yeah,
I guess we'll have to revert to the to online. But it's so annoying. I don't know. I'm so annoyed. I was trying to watch one of the episodes that I missed taping this week or recording this week online on NBC.com, and I don't know. It was so annoyed because the commercials they make you. I mean, that you can't. Fast forward through them or anything.
Fast forward,
so
right, yeah.
Ugh. And they were the same ones over and over and over again. I'm just like,
I know.
Really? So, I mean, I would try to do something else while I was playing and all, but it's just annoying because, you don't want to have to waste the time, you know.
Yeah,
so
that's
I'm really bummed that something that's going away, but.
I know. Usually if I'm, like, I don't have anything to do when Dave comes on, I'll be like, I'll see the recording going on my DVR, and I'm like, no, I'm not going to turn it on now because I won't be able to fast forward it because that defeats the purpose. So I try to find something else to do during that time. So
So aren't we spoiled now? Back in the day, we couldn't even get a VCR.
Yes, I know.
I know.
But, I'm like, my dad still has a VCR that works, and he's like, I got all these tapes I can watch. And I'm like, no, I don't want to do VCRs. They used to eat up my tapes and everything.
Oh, yeah, I remember those days. But hey, if he has a bunch of old Days of Our Lives stuff, I'm sure somebody on
I wish.
Out there.
No, he's got all these old movies from like the 50s and 60s, and I'm like, no.
I'm trying to think. What else happened this week? I'm trying to remember. And Jamie's got a sore throat, so she's oh darn it, just read. Let's see, I'm trying to multitask here. Says sore throat. Sorry, can't call. And I'm like, oh darn it.
I felt bad. I was like, she's all
now,
by
I
herself.
I just now saw that. I was like, where's Jamie? So that's I just now saw. I'm trying to talk and type and read at the same time. I'm trying to think. What else did we? What else happened this week? I'm trying to think. We talked about Brady. We talked about Nicole and Eric, Jamie, Kate, Sammy, Gabby, Sunny, Will.
I'm surprised that Nicole didn't catch on with Brady when she sat down for the pre-interview.
Oh, yeah. She interviewed
him. She's like,
why
are you acting like this way? And I'm like, because she's known him for so long and she knows him so well. that she didn't catch on that, you know, that he was using again. And, you know, she just said, oh, you're just taking the breakup so well. And it's like, no, he's not.
Yeah, that, I'm surprised. You're right. She should have picked on that. She knows him really well.
Yeah.
And he was like, well, didn't he at one point go, nice dress or something like that? Like the dress.
Yeah. Yeah, and he was he made some comment of his previous previous lovers, and he said, "Present
except
company
you.
Excluded."
Yeah. He was funny. I think he would be cute. I saw a group picture not too long ago, and Chrishell Strauss and he were standing next to each other, and they actually look like they'd be cute together. I could see her with him. But he needs a new love interest. If it's not going to be Nicole, I don't know what's happening with Nicole because she's kind of living with Daniel. But are they?
Yeah.
Have they actually like gotten back together, or are they just like dancing around?
No, so far she kissed him one time, and she backed away, and she was like, "What is it? What are we doing? Are we really going to do this again?" And then they both kind of said, no, we're not going there. So she's just staying with him since she doesn't have a place yet, since she left the rectory.
That's right.
So they're not together, but I don't know what they're going to put her
fun,
with.
This time around, I kind of like them, but I think Jordan or whoever she turns out to be and Brady might be actually, they look like they like are kind of meant for each other in a way.
But
I'm just dead set against it with Rafe because I liked Kate with Rafe. But I'd like to see Bill. If that doesn't work out, I'd love to see Bill Horton come back for Kate. I'd love to see that story told because they had some hot scenes when he came back for the funeral and everything a few years ago. But they have not explored that relationship. And, I mean, being Lucas's father and everything, they could totally have a great story with that. So I would love to see some sexy Bill Horton come back to town and, you know, realize Kate's single and be like, ooh. And then, you know, maybe Laura's just kind of like divorced him or out of the picture or dead or something. I don't really care. You know, I mean, that sounds callous, but I really don't care if she comes back, but I'd like to see that story told. So
That would be a good story, definitely.
But I'm loving the Cammy stuff. They're so fun together. When the bird watcher guy was sitting and she's saying, I'm like, yeah, you know, her boyfriend, we went out to, he's been stepping out on her, and we were trying to, she's like coming up with stuff on the fly. He's much younger.
Kate was so mad.
He was like slamming Kate, and Kate was looking at him like,
she was so mad at her.
I just love how Kate and Sammy, like, at one point then, Sammy's like, oh, well, I'll let Kate tell you. And then Kate asked I think that was at the pub with Will or something. So they're so funny. They crack me up. Oh, my God.
I know.
And they're little passive-aggressive comments to each other.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's fun. Yeah. But, I guess Lucas is supposed to be getting into this story, too, at some point, which would be nice to see him. He's supposedly going to be helping Kate, I think, with some stuff, so...
And when is Gabby supposed to be leaving, in February?
I think so. And I think the new Will is supposed to be airing right around Christmas, right?
Yeah, that's what I heard, I'm going to be so sad.
I know. I love Chandler.
I know.
He's such a perfect Will.
Oh,
he's the absolute right recast for that role. And he owns
exactly.
It.
He was
so
awesome.
I guess I'll give the new guy a chance, but I'm not really that excited about it.
I know,
but it is what it is, I guess. I can't think of anything else right now. I think we covered. I'm so glad you called. Thank you for calling. This is a big help because I can't always remember things.
I couldn't believe you were on your own when Marianne said she had to go. I was like,
I know.
I was like, let me call in.
I appreciate it. It's always nice
no
to talk
problem.
About Teo, too, any chance we get. Huh?
Oh, yeah. Most definitely.
Oh, yes. Oh. Anyway, well, we'll have lots to talk about soon about that. It'll truly
yeah.
be the diva of dueling GH.
Yeah, I know.
It's already kind of like that now, it seems like. But anyway.
I know.
Well,
yeah.
Well, thanks so much for calling in, and I think we're
okay.
I think we're about wrapped up because I'm drawing a blank. I can't think of anything else
yeah.
on the show this week. I mean, I'm sure there were some things, but it's been good. I'm enjoying it. So
yeah, me too.
Anyway, well, thanks so much for calling in, Heather.
Okay.
Appreciate you calling
all right. I enjoyed it.
With you.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Take care.
All right. You too.
Bye.
Bye.
Good night. Good night, everybody. Bye. Bye.
Good night.